Good morning, and how pleased I am to have you in our listening audience this morning. If you hear something that you do not agree with, please tell us, for it is my sincere desire and the hope of the Rivermont Church of Christ, who brings you this message each Saturday morning at 9:45, to teach the truth of God's Word. If you detect something that is not truth, you will be our friend by pointing it out. It is my sincere desire to go to heaven when this life in the flesh is over, and the only way that I can do this, and that you can do this, is to harmonize our life and our thinking and our actions and our very being with the revealed Word of God as we have it in the New Testament of Christ Jesus our Lord. If you have a question or a comment concerning this program, please contact us at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia, 23836. Or if you would like a copy of any of the manuscripts used in these broadcasts or a cassette of any of the programs, please let us know. There are no strings attached to this. There is no cost involved in this. The Rivermont Church of Christ finances this program as well as any expense with reference to the mailing of cassette or a manuscript. And we again remind you, do not send any money. We're not in the profit-making business. And I realize that this is so different from so much of what the religious world hears today. The usual trend is, send us your money, and God will bless you. My friends, God's blessings are not dependent upon your supporting some radio or television program. God's blessings are dependent upon your doing the will of the Father. This is not to say that a Christian does not have obligations as to how we use our material blessings, but what I am saying is that so often we hear religious programs and immediately we hear a plea for your money to be sent to them. Again, I say, if it's a worthy work, those who are engaged in it should pay the bill. This is what the Rivermont Church of Christ is doing. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Now to our lesson for the morning. Last week we spoke upon the subject, God had a law. In that lesson I discussed the example of Naaman as found in 2 Kings chapter 5. I pointed out how the prophet of God Elisha told Naaman to go and wash or dip in the river Jordan 7 times and he would be clean. I also noted that Naaman was healed of his leprosy when he obeyed the command of the prophet and dipped in the Jordan 7 times. We saw how that it was Jehovah who healed him, but the healing took place only when Naaman did what the prophet commanded him to do. I stated God had a law, and if we're to receive the blessings of the Lord, we too must obey the law as given to us in the same manner that Naaman obeyed the law that was given to him. I wish to examine another example to illustrate that God's laws must be obeyed if blessings are to be received. And in this illustration, we find it in John, the 9th chapter, and we find the story of a man born blind. And Jesus anointed his eyes with clay in John 9:6, and told him in verse 7 to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And then the verse continues, and it says, he went his way, therefore, and washed, and came away seeing. Now the enemies of Christ sought to discredit this miracle, just as many attempt to do today. They call Christ a sinner. But the blind man said over there in verse 25, open it up and read it with me. Whether he is a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. So ladies and gentlemen, here is another plain, easy to be understood example with reference to God's dealing with man. Whereas I was blind, now I see. What was God's law here? A very simple command. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Isn't that simple? The man went.